The latest from podnews.net. If you promote Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts equally, it turns out you get equal usage, according to our own figures. We link to that today. Also, Nick Quarr reports that Gimlet Media is to work with The Wall Street Journal to produce a daily news podcast. Anchor has shared how to record great podcast ads meant for their own podcast sponsorship service, but applicable for all of us. Not entirely podcast related, but certainly audio related, Record Them is a UK service that sends a professional interviewer to a family member to record their life story. Spotify is collaborating with Ellen DeGeneres, a US TV host, to produce a curated playlist of podcasts and music. And Pinecast, a podcast host, clearly cares about the user experience for its customers and has recently published a blog about the UX modules they use behind the scenes. And of note, their front end is all open source. It's a Monday, so there's lots of opinion out there today. Gustav Lindberg writes about what you should and shouldn't delegate for your podcast. He says, as a general rule of thumb, you should not do things that will hinder you from doing your primary focus as a podcaster, creating superb content. And Tim Romero shares what he learnt as Japan's first professional podcaster. If podcasting is to continue to grow, he says, it's going to be the independent voices rather than the media companies that drive that growth. We're linked to an awful lot of listicles as well today, including the best podcasts of 2018 from the Irish Times, 5 great podcasts from 2018 from the New York Times, and 10 fiction podcasts you should totally get sucked into from The Manual. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.